WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. This Sunday, August 16th, marks the 10th anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley. Our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, is going to take us back 33 years to a recording session when the King made his very first single.
A lot has been made of the way Elvis Presley took black music and added some country seasoning, turning it into rock and roll. But the people who criticize him for this, usually using the word ripoff, forget that he also took country songs and added some blues seasoning to them, turning them, too, into rock and roll. In fact, his very first record had blues singer Arthur Crudup's That's All Right Mama on one side and Bill Monroe's Blue Moon of Kentucky on the other. Here's the Monroe original. Bluegrass has never been a particularly popular form of country music, but Blue Moon of Kentucky made some waves on country radio in the summer of 1954, at least in Kentucky and Tennessee. That's probably where Elvis heard it, and it's also very likely that he didn't like it much. Bill Monroe can be as arrogant as he is talented, which is why Elvis probably felt it was okay to make fun of him. Another reason is that Elvis was scared. He'd whipped off That's All Right Mama in record time on July 5th, but he and guitarist Scotty Moore and bassist Bill Black had been trying to come up with something for the other side of the record for several days after that, with no luck. Goofing off, they began to mock Bill Monroe, and all of a sudden the song fell into place. Sam Phillips turned on the tape and recorded a slice of history. Listen to what he says when he comes out of the control room at the end of this take.
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and proved untrue. It was on one moonlight night, the stars were shining bright. Whispered from on high, love said goodbye. Keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Fine, man. Well, that's different. That's a pop song now, little bat.
As he so often was, Sam was right. It was a pop song, and it was something different. Not only that, but Elvis knew he could surpass it. And a few minutes later, he did.
Blue moon. Blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon, I've got to get to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon, I've got to get to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and
Shine on the moon that's gonna let me blue. I say blue moon up in Kentucky, keep on shining.
The rest is history. The record was out within a week and was played on Memphis radio stations first. People called up wanting to know what a white guy was doing singing blues, while others wanted to know what a black guy was doing singing bluegrass. Soon enough, we all got used to the idea. It was just Elvis doing what he did best.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.